好，弟兄姊妹平安。那我们现在就开始我们下午的聚会，请我们先一起低头有个祷告，好不好？亲爱的主，我们感谢你，感谢你在你的恩典，在你的怜悯中间再次召聚我们。我们聚集在你的脚前，我们敬拜你，我们把我们的心归给你做宝座，欢迎我们的王进来做你的宝座。
是，
也愿你继续对你的教会说话，对你的儿女说话。
是，
主啊，有你的话我们就活了。
是，
主啊，在末后的时代我们何等渴慕，主啊，让你自己在我们的生命中被高举，在我们的聚集中间被高举。
是，
主啊，你愿意来登你的宝座，掌你的王权。
是，
愿你对你的儿女们再次来说恩言。
啊，
主啊，再来，主啊，在这个末后的时代，把你自己的意象清楚的再来向你的儿女们启示，使我们不至于被分散。主啊，愿你自己来对我们说话，掌管我们的心。我们把下午这段时间恭敬仰望在你的手中，愿你丰盛与我们同在。主啊，愿你借着我们的弟兄对我们说话。主啊，我们在这里静听，仆人侍立在你的跟前，愿主对我们打开你的心，诉说你所要对我们诉说的。我们敬拜你，我们把感谢爱戴荣耀尊贵敬拜都归给我们的主，愿你掌王权直到永远，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求，阿门。那我们就把时间交给魏弟兄。
在聚会之前呢，我先说一点个人的话。
Before the meetings, I want to speak some personal word.
当弟兄们问到我下午这个下午的聚会要讲什么的时候，
brothers inquired me about what I'm going to say in the afternoon workshop.
在那个时候里头，就一个感觉啊，讲到国度。
And I had a feeling that I want to talk about the kingdom.
是在，这个题目呢，我从来都没有讲过。
I've never spoken about this theme, this subject.
不但是觉得很陌生。
Not only I feel kind of strange.
实在觉得不会讲。
Indeed, I feel I'm not able to.
我总盼望主再给我改变一下。
I hope that the Lord will change this subject.
但是过了很长的一段时间，主也没有改变。
But for a long time, the Lord hasn't changed.
主还是要我讲这一件事。
The Lord still wanted me to speak about it.
所以，我讲的时候，你们就知道我是一个很陌生，对这个题目很陌生的。
You will feel when you listen that I feel kind of new to this subject.
不会讲得很完全。
I will not speak completely.
只有仰望主。
I have to look up to the Lord.
主既然是信实的。
And the Lord himself is faithful.
他这样应许，他会怎样，就他怎样的成全。
Now he promised and he will fulfill his promise.
总觉得还若是主要我讲的话，
I feel like the Lord wants me to speak.
主自己会来做事情，
and he himself will accomplish it.
所以我就这个壮起胆来，
so I'm encouraged.
就决定讲这一个题目，
so I decided to accept this burden.
当然当我这段时间呢，我也是相当的为难。
And I feel awkward.
常常感觉犹豫不决。
I feel uncertain.
又不晓得怎样的才好。
Because I do not know what to do.
然后就交在主的手中。
But I commit myself to the Lord.
让主来带领我们。
Ask the Lord to lead us.
无论是讲的怎样。
No matter how well I speak.
希望弟兄姊妹你们就照着能听的就能够接受。
May you receive them whatever you hear.
若是不能听的，就把它放在一边。
If you cannot accept it, then just put it aside.
那我们先读基督圣经。
Let us first read some scriptures.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书是旧约的末了第二本。
And the second book.To the last, second to the last book of the Old Testament.
撒迦利亚书第十四章。
Chapter 14.
从第六节一直读到末了。
We'll read from verse 6 all the way to the end.
到那日没有光，三光必退缩。
It shall come to pass in that day there shall not be no light, and the lights will diminish.
那日必是耶和华所知道的，不是白昼，也不是黑夜，到了晚上才有光明。
It shall be one day.Which is known to the Lord, neither day or night, but at evening time it shall happen that it will be light.
那日必有活水从耶路撒冷出来，一半往东海流，一半往西海流，东下都是如此。
And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur.
耶和华必作全地的王，那日耶和华必为独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二的。
And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be the Lord is one, and his name is named one.
我们从第十三节
，verse 13。
那日耶和华必使他们，对不起，我说我们从第16节读起。
Verse 16。
说有来攻击耶路撒冷国中剩下的人，必年年上来敬拜大君王万军之耶和华，并守祝棚节。
And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
地上万族中，凡不上耶路撒冷敬拜大君王万军之耶和华的，必无雨降在他们地上。
And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain.
埃及族若不上来，雨也不降在他们的地上。凡不上来守祝棚节的列国人，耶和华也必用这灾攻击他们。
If the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain. They shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
这就是埃及的刑罚，那不上来守祝棚节之列国的刑罚。
This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
当那日马的铃铛上必有归耶华为圣这句话，耶华的殿内的锅必如祭坛前的碗一样。
In that day, holiness to the Lord shall be engraved on the bells of the horses. The pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar.
凡耶路撒冷和犹大的国都必归耶万军之耶和华为圣。凡献祭的都必来取这锅，煮肉在其中。当那日在万军之耶和华的殿中，必不再有迦南人。
Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness to the Lord of hosts. Everyone who sacrifices shall come and take them and cook it in them. In that day there shall no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts.
我们再读两处，马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第33节
Verse 33，
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
我们再读第11章
chapter 11.
Matthew 11,
verse
12. 从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是奴隶进入的，奴隶的人就得着了。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.And the violent take it by force.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交托在你的手的里面。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
但愿今天下午你所要说的话语的话，主求主，主你在这里说话。
Lord, speak what you want to say this afternoon.
我们都在你的面前。
We are all standing before you.
我们要听你对我们说什么话语。
We want to hear what you desire to say.
在这末了的时代。
In the last days.
你要我们怎样？
How you want us to?
要我们注意什么？
What you want us to pay attention to?
要我们宝贵什么？
What you want us to treasure?
要我们追求什么？
To what to pursue?
主，求主在教导我们。
May Lord you teach us.
给我们里头有强烈的心志。
Give us a strong desire.
让我们要你所要的，得着你所要得着的。
So we like what you like and we desire what you desire.
因为一切都要过去。
Because everything will pass away.
只有你所要给我们的乃是永远长存。
Only what you will give us will remain forever.
主，求主听我们的祷告。
May the Lord you hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
在前一段时间，在休斯顿聚会的弟兄姊妹，特别是在新南区聚会的弟兄姊妹，可能都有一点印象。
And recently, brothers and sisters who meet in West Office, and we remember this.
我们很注意讲到这个主的见证。
And we emphasize on the testimony of the Lord.
差不多相当多一点很。相当有一两年的时间呢。
For about one to two years.
那我们讲到这一件事情。
We speak of one thing.
不仅是盼望，我们弟兄姊妹能够知道这件事。
We hope that brothers and sisters will know about this.
我们也盼望青年弟兄姊妹能够知道这一件事。
Especially younger brothers and sisters.
关于到说到主的见证。
Because of the testimony of the Lord.
我是根据。这个弟兄们讲是另外一方面，我是根据撒加利亚书第一章到第八章。
Other brothers shared from other aspect, but I shared from Zechariah's from 1 to 8.
那么这几章圣经呢，在我很好多年以前我读圣经的时候啊，就感觉到是讲到主耶稣基督的见证。
Many years ago when I read this.Book, I feel it talks about the testimony of the Lord.
当然，也没有人说，讲的不对。
And no one pointed out to me that I was wrong.
所以我就越过越觉得说，可能这是讲到，主耶稣基督的见证。
So the more I feel certain that this speaks of the testimony.
那特别到了第八章时候，就说这见证显出来之后是什么样子。
Especially chapter 8 shows the manifestation of the testimony.
那么，好几年以前就这样的讲。
And I've been speaking about this for many years.
那么最近两三年呢，因着前面弟兄讲到那个主的见证是那么重要一件事。
And recently, other brothers emphasize this importance of Lord's testimony.
这一个见证乃是主托付给教会的。
This testimony the Lord has entrusted to His church.
因着他们的话，因着他们所释放的信息，使我里头更刚强起来了。
Because of their sharing and their message, and I'm strengthened in my heart.
我从来没想到是这么重要。
I've never thought about the importance.
不过是当作以圣经来讲就是了。
I was about just to expound the scripture.
那么既然是主所托付给我们的
But now that it is entrusted to us by the
Lord, 那就是最重要的
Then it is the most important.
若不是重要的话呢
If it's not of importance,
主不会托给我们的
The Lord will not entrust it.
主不会把一点没有价值的东西来托给我们
The Lord will not give worthless things to us.
那主托给我们主是最有价值的
What he has entrusted us is the most valuable.
也是最宝贵的
And the most treasured.
我们知道我们的神他说看为最宝贵的最重要的是什么呢
What is the most precious thing to our Lord?
我想我们大家都知道除了主耶稣之外没有一件事情在神的心目当中是最宝贵的
We all know apart from our Lord Jesus there's no other thing that's most precious to him
只有他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督乃是他说最宝贵
Only the Son of God our Lord Jesus Christ is the most precious
说神所托付给我们的乃是把他儿子托付给我们
So what the Lord has entrusted us is his son
这一个神的儿子乃是独生儿独生子
This son of God is the only begotten son
当然是神说更 神更宝贝的
It is most precious to him
因为这是神独生的儿子
Because he is the only beloved begotten son of God 那么
从大陆来的人大家都知道因为在大陆上只能生一个孩子
Brothers sisters from mainland ChinaKnow that parents can only have one child.
若是有一个儿子的话呢，那他在家里都很宝贵。
If they have only one son, then they will treasure him most.
用各种方法来抚养他。
They will raise him up by all kinds of good.
出一切代价来把他培养大。
Raise him up by all means.
因为这是独生子。
Because he's the only son.
那么所以从中国大陆出来的那个青年人
So young people from mainland China
那么特别是男孩子是他父母亲是最宝贵的
Especially sons they are the most precious to their parents
当然了我们就需要好好的看顾他
Of course we need to take good care of them
我们请他们来聚会
We invited them to our meetings
也好好的招待他们
And taking good care of them
因为这是他们父母亲所最宝贵的
Because they are most precious to their parents
但是我们知道我们的神是最宝贵的
But we also know what is most precious to our God.
乃是他独生的爱子。
Is his only begotten son.
是他心里最宝贵的。
Is most precious.
也是最满足他心意的。
And the one who satisfies his heart.
那么从我们人的儿子不一定能够满足我们的意思。
Human sons may not satisfy our heart.
可能我们对他盼望的蛮大的。
Maybe we have great hope for them.
到末了时候对我们失望也很大。
Maybe later will be most disappointed.
但是我们知道这位神的儿子他不仅成功了神的心意
But this son of God not only he has accomplished God's will
一生遵行了神的旨意
He has obeyed God's will all his life
他是父神所最爱的
He is the most pleasant to the Father
神把这一位独生的爱子托付给我们
God has entrusted this beloved only son to us
这是何等重要的一件事情
How important this is
何等有价值的一件事
How valuable this is
所以圣经告诉我们说我们要用信心和爱心我们来守住
So the Bible tells us we need to keep him
不要
by faith and in love
不要失去那神所托付给我们
Do not lose the thing that God entrusted
我们也要在圣灵里头牢牢地守着
We also need to keep it by the Holy Spirit
免得人把这一个宝贝夺去
So that others may not steal away our treasure
不仅是我们守住神所托付给我们的
Not only we need to keep what the Lord has entrusted
我们还要这一位神的儿子从我们身上活出来
We also need to live out this Son of God
从我们身上彰显出来
Manifest him from
那不仅是给世人看见
Not only to the world,
叫世人归荣耀给神
so the world may give glory to God.
这也是这个神的心意
This is also God's heart
神为了这一个神儿子的见证
For the testimony of the Son of God
那么他的心是那么有一个火热的心
He's fervent, he's zealous for his son
那么圣经说祭邪的心
And the Bible says he's jealous
那就是说这一件事情是最看重的
That means that this thing the Lord treasures most
是没有一件事情能和他相比的
Nothing else can compare with him
就是神儿子的见证
That is the testimony of the Son of God
然后要借着他的教会
Through his church
借着他所拣选的这一班人
Through the chosen vessel
把神的儿子见证出来
To manifest the testimony of his Son
彰显出来
to review his testimony.
让人看见我们的时候
so when people see us,
就看见神的儿子
they see the son of God.
所以他不仅是有一个独生的儿子
Not only has a only begotten son,
他也借着教会他也得到了众他也得到许多的儿子
Through the church he has gained many sons.
我们知道他不仅救了我们
We know he not only has saved us,
并且他将来也带我们 进入荣耀的里面
He will also lead us into glory.
这是我们的神
This is our God.
他为什么这样看重我们呢
Why would he treasure us
为什么这样爱我们呢
Why would he love us
这实在是不能想象的
This is beyond our imagination.
也没有理由的
And it's beyond reasoning.
那么是基督就是这样拣选了我们
But he has chosen us.
神就是这样爱我们
And he loves us.
神就是这样把他儿子托付给我们
He wanted to commit his son to
us. 他就是要把他儿子让他儿子从我们身上活出来彰显出来
He wants us to live out and manifest his son.
也让我们众人都能像他儿子一样
So all of us will become like his son.
这实在是我们想也想不出一个什么理由来的
And this is beyond our imagination and reasoning.
但是我们只知道这是神的心意。
But we know this is the heart desire of the Lord.
实在是神的怜悯。
It is by His mercy.
也是神对我们的大爱。
And also His great love for us.
为了神这样爱恩待我们。
For this great grace of God.
是我们实在是应该感谢我们的神。
We need to give thanks to Him.
应该把我们全人都摆在他手里头。
We need to commit our whole being to Him.
让他的旨意能够早日能够彰显出来。
So that His will be done soon.
早日得到成就
and be fulfilled soon.
那这是我开头一点话
This is the word of beginning.
那么以后弟兄们让我讲我就去做讲过渡
So when brothers ask me I want to talk about the kingdom.
这不过是里头一点感觉就是了
This is an inner feeling of mine.
也是引导弟兄们年长弟兄那个所交通的话语
And also because of the sharings of elderly brothers.
他告诉我们说见证是引进国度来了
They tell us that the testimony will introduce the kingdom.
见证是为了带进国度来的。
The purpose of the testimony is for the bringing in of the kingdom.
那这个既然以撒迦拉书一章到第八章是讲到见证。
Now that Zechariah 1 through 8 speaks of the testimony.
那么见证是带进国度来的。
And the testimony will introduce the kingdom.
那九章到十四章就讲到国度的事。
So chapter 9 through 14 speaks of the kingdom.
所以到了十四章，这个给我们看见那国度是彰显出来。
So in chapter 14, it shows the manifestation of the kingdom.
那么什么是国度呢
？What is the kingdom?
国度乃是神掌权的范围。
Kingdom is the domain of God's reign authority.
神在什么地方掌权
？Where does God reign?
那什么地方有神的国度
？And there is the kingdom of God.
我们知道我们的神乃是永远的神。
We know our God is an eternal.
他是从永远到永远都在掌权的。
He's from everlasting to everlasting.
所以地上人所有地从永远到永远，所有一切的事物。都在他的掌权之管制之下。
Everything from everlasting to everlasting is in His control.
这些都是神的国。
All these are in domain of God's kingdom.
那么，掌握在神的国的里面。
But within God's kingdom,
不是所有的人呢都在顺服神的权柄。
Not everyone is obedient to His authority.
也不是所有的事物都在顺服。
For everything is subject to Him.
有的顺服的，有的不顺服。
Some are, some are not.
我们知道那个撒旦。
We know Satan.
他本来是一个天使长。
He was an archangel.
也是神在神所创造的那个受造之物当中最美丽的。
He was the most beautiful one among all creatures.
但是呢，叫神的心非常失望。
But he has disappointed the Lord.
到了一个时候，他就在背叛了。
To such extent that he rebelled against.
他要高举自己。
He wanted to exalt himself.
与和神同等。
To be equal with God.
因为背叛的缘故。
Because of his rebellion.
这一个是受造了最美丽的受造之物。
This most beautiful creature.
就变成了一个最可怕的撒旦。
Has become the terrible Satan.
那么除了他之外。
Beside him,
还有三分之一在天使，那跟随他一同背叛。
There are one third of angels rebelled against him.
当神把亚当夏娃造出来之后
，After the Lord has made Adam and Eve,
我们知道亚当夏娃也叫神失望。
We know Adam and Eve also disappointed.
遇到受了撒旦的迷惑和引诱
，They were deceived by the temptation.
他们也让人背叛了神。
They also rebelled against him.
所以在他的后代子子孙孙
，So the deceit descendants of Adam and Eve.
好多人呢，他们都是背叛神的。
Many of them are rebellious against.
他们没有不认识神。
They do not know God.
也没把神当作神来荣耀神。
They do not glorify God as God.
他们虽然知道神。
Even though they knew God.
但是却没有在顺服神。
But they are not obedient to Him.
那么好，所以神之国。虽然是神是在一切事在整个宇宙当中，在万有当中在掌权。
So even though God reigns in everything, the whole universe.
但是那权柄不一定都能通行下来的。
But His authority doesn't reach in everything.
以至于地上啊所显出来的不是神的国的样子。
So even the earth doesn't show forth the kingdom.
所显出来的就是混乱
，It manifests chaos，
败坏
，and corruption，
黑暗
，and darkness。
那么，结果这是地上的光景。
This is the condition of the whole earth。
但是我们知道，总有一般的人。
But we know that God will have a group of people。
他们因着认识神的缘故。
Because of their knowledge of God,
他们因着敬畏神的缘故
because of their fear of God,
他们就顺服神
they are obedient to the Lord,
接受神的权柄
accepting the authority,
神的权柄在他们身上能够得到彰显
the authority of the Lord can be manifest in
那神的国就在这一般人身上显出来了
so the kingdom of God has been revealed
说法利赛人问主耶稣说那神的国在什么地方
so the Pharisees asked the Lord where is the kingdom of God
主耶稣说神的国就在你们里面
The Lord says, "The kingdom of God is in you."
神的国就在你们中间。
The kingdom of God is in your midst.
为什么说神的国就在你们里面呢
？Why would the kingdom of God is in us?
其实因为他们信了主耶稣。
Because they have believed in the Lord.
他们接受了主耶稣基督。
Accepted the Lord Jesus.
他们也顺服了主耶稣基督。
And they are subject to the Lord Jesus.
所以神的权柄就显在他们里头。
So the authority of the Lord is manifest in their midst.
他们中间也是这样。
In our midst is all the
那他们这一般人是附在神权柄之下的。
This group of people are subjected to the authority
of the Lord. 所以神的国就显在他们中间。
So the power of the Lord is manifest.
这是关于神的国。
This concerns the kingdom of
God. 当这一般人能够接受神的权柄。
When this group of people accept subject to His authority.
那么神的权柄在那管制他们。
And the authority of the Lord reign in.
在他们身上要做工。
And to work in their life.
那么自然而然的就把那个主耶稣彰显出来。
Naturally, they manifest the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是他们有神的形象。
Then they become like the image of the Lord.
显出主的样式来。
To manifest the likeness of the Lord.
那么这一个就是神国的彰显。
So this is the manifestation of the kingdom of God.
那么神的国的性质是怎样的
？What is the nature of the kingdom of God?
头一件事情就是神的国乃是永远的国。
Number one, it is an eternal kingdom.
什么是永远的国呢
？What is an eternal kingdom?
永远的国就是永远都长存，永远都存在的。
It lasts forever.
我们知道地上东西都是暂时的。
We know everything on earth is temporary.
虽然很好。好，但是到了时候就过去了。
Even though they're good, but they will pass away.
虽然很宝贵，但是到了时候就失掉了。
Even though they're valuable, but they will fade away.
地上一切事物都是暂时的。
So everything on earth is temporary.
只有出于神的。
Only the thing came from God.
只有出乎主的。
From the Lord.
这个才是永远的。
This thing will last forever.
所以神的国的性质都是出神的。
So the nature of the kingdom of God
都是在彰显主的。
Is from the Lord.
都是活在圣灵里面的。
And live in His Holy Spirit.
那么这一个是神的国。
And this is the kingdom of God.
神的国的性质。
That's the nature of the kingdom.
那么第二，神的国的性质乃是属灵的。
Number two, the kingdom is spiritual.
啊，不是属物质的。
Not materialistic.
那么这个圣经有两节圣经，有圣经有一处圣经。
There's one verse in the scripture，
就是在罗马书第十四章。
In Romans chapter 14，
我们去年时候了，弟兄们讲过。
We shared about this last year。
那么他就说到，神的国不在乎吃喝。
The kingdom of God doesn't depend on eating and drinking.
乃在乎公义、和平、 并圣灵中的喜乐。
But on righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
吃喝乃是属物质的东西。
Eating and drinking concerns material.
神的国不在乎吃喝。
But the kingdom of God concerns not.
神的国乃在于神的公义。和平并圣灵中喜乐。
But it concerns righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这也是属灵的。
Those
那什么叫做公义呢？
What is righteousness?
公义就是神所看为对的。
And just righteousness is what God
considers right. 不是地上人看为对的。
It's not what people consider right.
以地上人所看为对都不够绝对。
Whatever we consider right is not absolute.
啊，只有神所看为对的呢是完绝对的。
Only what God considers right is absolute.
那是绝对的对。
It's absolutely right.
每一件事情不是这人怎么说。
Everything did not depend on what people said.
乃是神怎样说。
But what God would say.
所以保罗也在罗马书告诉我们说。
Paul also tell us in Romans.
这人称赞不是从人来的，乃从神来的。
Their praises come not from people, but from God.
只有神的称赞乃是真是那是真的好。
Only the praise from God is truly wonderful.
从人来的很多都是虚假的。
And the praises from men are often false.
所以只有属于诸神的乃是公义的。
Only the Lord is just.
是绝对的。
Is absolute.
那么什么叫和平呢？
What is peace?
和平乃出于主耶稣基督的。
Peace comes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督他就是和谐。
And our Lord Jesus, He is the harmony.
他就是我们的和谐。
He is our.
他不仅是我们和谐。
Not only He make us.
他也是我们和神那样和谐。
He also help us to make peace.
说主耶稣他就是和平。
Because the Lord Jesus.
什么时候我们接受了主耶稣基督
？Whenever we receive.
我们活在主耶稣基督里面。
We live in Him.
在我们里头就是平安的。
In us, there is.
我们和遍外面的一切的环境也都平安。
We are at peace with everything.
所有一切事物都是平安的。因为主说 我把我的平安赐给你们。
The Lord says, I give you my peace.
我所赐的平安不是世人所赐的。
The peace that I give is not like the world.
主所赐给我们的平安和世界的平安不一样的。
The peace that from the Lord is different.
那个和平，那个和谐。
From the world peace.
是我们永远的和谐。
That peace and harmony is forever.
这个是主，这是就是主自己。
It is himself.
说主就是我们的和睦。
So the Lord is our peace.
那么不仅叫我们和人之间和谐了
Not only we have, we are at peace with God,
也让我们和神之间和平了
also we have peace with God.
所以主耶稣基督就是我们的和睦、
so、our Lord Jesus is our peace.
那么什么叫圣灵中喜乐呢
What is the joy in the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵喜乐就是说我们活在圣灵里面
That means that we live in the Holy Spirit.
当我们顺服圣灵的时候
When we are obedient to
him, 那我们里头就有说不出来的喜乐
And we have joy unspeakable.
若是我们没有活在圣灵里头
But if we do not live in him,
我们也是会喜乐的
And we also can have joy.
但是那个喜乐呀有些时候暂时的
But those joy are just temporary.
很多时候那喜乐也是虚假的
Many times those kind of joy is false.
常常听见人哈哈大笑
Often we hear people laugh.
等笑过之后呢
And afterwards,
这面孔就板起来了
and their face become, pale again.
有时候还没笑完就发脾气了
Some people even before they finish laughing then they start
说很多那个笑啊都是假的
Many smile is
都是那个
pretending.
暂时的
It's temporary.
都是会过去的
All those things
就在圣灵里面的喜乐
Only the joy in the Holy Spirit.
那才说不出来的那个大喜乐
That is the great joy.
我们大家都可能都有这样经验
We all have experience.
因为我们多蒙恩得救了
After all,
那圣灵在我们里面
The Holy Spirit is in us.
当我们不顺服他的时候
If we are not obedient to him,
我们就觉得很愁苦
We feel sorrowful.
什么时候我们顺服圣灵
Whenever we are obedient to him,
我们跟随圣灵所给我们带领
We follow the Holy Spirit's leading.
我们里面就满了喜乐
Our hearts is filled with joy.
不但那个喜乐
并
且常常的喜乐从里头涌流出来
we rejoice always.
不需要有任何的原因的
we do not need a reason.
只要我们活在顺服圣灵
as long as we are obedient
我们里头就圣灵就是我们的喜乐
and the Holy Spirit is our
所以在圣灵里头喜乐
so we have joy in the Spirit.
这个喜乐乃是永远的
this joy lasts forever.
其他都是暂时的
all other joys
所以第二这个性质神的国的性质就是属灵的
so the second aspect of the nature of God is
不是属物质的
It's not of a material.
神的国乃是有能力的
And God's kingdom is powerful.
怎么知道那神的国在彰显出来呢
When the kingdom of God is manifest.
就神的全能在这彰显出来
That is the power of God being manifest.
若是我们神的全能不是神的全能
If it's not from the power of God.
那就是我们喊的声音再大
Then no matter how loud our voice is.
甚至我们喉咙都喊破了
Even our voice can become
so.桌子都打碎碎掉了还是没有全能的因为你这会叫人害怕不会叫人里头感觉震动的只能叫人耳朵在刺人的耳朵
You can only stimulate their ears,
不能改变人的心呢
cannot change their heart.
所以这些不是神的国
so this is not the kingdom of God.
神的国乃在全能
But the kingdom of God is of power.
那个全能不仅是能够叫我们感觉到
The power not only we can feel.
那在我们里头能够改变我们这个人
And it will change us inside.
很多时候读的话一句话出来了
Many times a word of God came from God.
我们眼泪就流下来
And our tears will come out.
那并不是能够受到什么刺激
Not because we are stimulated.
什么感动
Or we are so
那是神的全能啊叫我们这个人呢、啊认识了我们自己
But it is the power of God has helped us to
叫我们这个人有了一个改变
So we are changed
所以我们在神的国不在话语
So the kingdom of God is not of words
不在你讲什么话
No matter what you say
乃在有没有全能
But concern is whether you have power
神的能力有没有带来彰显出来
And the power of God is
能不能叫我们里头受感动
Whether or not our hearts are moved
就是受了感动叫能不能叫我们有改变
Whether we are changed or not
很多时候我们讲一点悲哀的故事也会受感动的
Sometimes we tell a sad story can move people to tears
但这个感动过去这些也就没有什么留不会留下了什么东西呢
But that move will not last forever
叫我们这个人呢 不能改变
Our person will not be changed.
所以那个不是神的国
That is not the kingdom.
神的国是在乎全能
God's kingdom is of power.
不在乎我们的话语
That doesn't depend on our words.
神的国也是爱的国
The kingdom of God is love.
他把我们从黑暗权势再牵出来
He has rescued us from the darkness.
就把我们带到爱子的国度里面
Translated us.
说蒙恩得救，我们蒙恩得救之后
After we are saved by grace.
我们不仅是得了一个罪的赦免
Not only our sins are.
我们得了一个新的生命
We have gained a new life.
那是神的儿子，那是主的神的生命
That is the life of God.
那并且我们地位也改变了
And also our positions.
我们一定神一定把我们从那个黑暗权势里头搬出来了
He has moved us from the dominion of the darkness
把我们搬到神的国里头去了
into the kingdom of God
说我们今天都是在爱子的国度里面
So today we are all in the kingdom of God
既然说是在爱子的国度里面
Now that is the kingdom of God
说在这个国度里面充满了爱
In this kingdom is full of love
若是我们真是能活在这一个爱子的里面
If we truly live in the love of God
那我们中间就有爱
Then we will have love
那个爱不是感情的爱
That love is not
那个爱也不是一个这个情感的爱那个爱也不是这个人情的爱
or a human affection
那个爱乃是神的爱
it is the love of God
所以许多时候你看见弟兄这边在那追求主
many times we see brothers
活在主的里面
live in the Lord
那他们中间就感觉有温暖
you feel warmth
感觉有爱
You feel like
不是你为他做了什么事
Not because you have done anything,
也不是你在那给了他什么东西
or what things you have given them,
乃是神的爱在他们中间
But the love of God is in
那这是神的国的性质
That is the nature of the kingdom of God.
那么神的国的性质既然如此
Now that the kingdom has this
那神的国彰显出来是什么样子呢
What kind of condition is this kingdom
神的国显出来是什么样子呢
What is the likeness of the kingdom
就用那个撒迦利亚书的第十四章
That is described in the book of
那你说到神的国显出来的时候了第一呢就是荣耀的国
When the kingdom is manifest,
这样马太福音第十七章
Just like in Matthew chapter 17,
那主耶稣在变化山上面
On the mountain of transfiguration,
那他正在祷告的时候
While the Lord was still praying
忽然间就变了形象。
All of a sudden he has changed his face.
脸面发光像日头一样。
His face shines like the sun.
这衣服洁白放光。
His robes become as white.
地上漂浮的人没有漂得那样白了。
Whiter than anything people on earth.
那个荣耀就从主身上彰显出来了。
Glory has been manifest through him.
那不仅是在主的身上。
Not only this shows for.
整个的山呢，都变成荣，都满了荣耀。
The whole mountains full of that the glory.
所以他们也叫做变化山，也有道理的。
That's why it's called Mountain of Transfiguration.
因为整个山本来都是都是荒草的。
Because that was a barren mountain.
这一下子变成荣耀，都是荣耀的。
All of a sudden is full of glory.
不是那个变化山怎么有什么变化？
It's not because the mountain itself. 那
主的荣耀在那儿彰出来了。
But the glory of God is.
那整个山都荣耀。
The whole mountain becomes glorious.
连摩西的以利亚能和主耶稣在讲话。
So Moses and Elijah.
他们也在荣耀的里面。
And they were also in glory.
我想连彼得、雅各、约翰。
I believe Peter, James,
他们也在这个荣耀的里面。
They were also in the glory.
你说这个荣耀那么大，
they saw this great glory.
那一定是很刺眼睛的。
It must be very,
就像太阳光那么亮。
Just like as bright as the sun.
它比太阳光还要亮。
Even brighter.
那一定叫眼睛很刺的。
Their eyes cannot even.
但是很奇妙，就是那个荣耀是很柔和的。
But that glory is
不仅是叫你不刺眼睛。
Not only it will not stimulate your eyes.
叫你眼睛非常的舒服。
Make you feel very comfortable. 说
舒服到一个地步，彼得、雅各、约翰都睡觉呢。
To such extent that the Peter, John, and James want to.
因为太舒服了。
Because they feel so.
等到醒过来之后啊。
After they woke up.
那就看见了。这个有彼得有这个摩西和以利亚跟这主耶稣讲话。
They actually see Peter, I mean see Moses and Elijah.
他们话已经讲完了，都快要离去了。
And after they finish speaking, 这
摩西这个彼得就要着急了。
Peter was in a hurry.
就主啊，我们在这里搭三座棚好不好啊
？Lord, it's wonderful for us to be here.
那我们就住在这里好了。
Let us dwell here.
那一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
Let's set up three tents, one for Moses.One for Elijah, one for you.
他不晓得自己讲什么话。
He didn't know what he was saying.
因为是在那个荣耀里头啊，那实在人不晓得自己怎样。
Because they were in glory, they didn't know what to say.
那么就在那儿讲这些话。
So he just said what to say.
忽然间有一片云彩遮盖了他们。
All of a sudden, a piece of cloud came.
从云彩里就有声音说：“这是我的爱子。”那个要听他。
Out of the cloud, there's a voice said, "This is my beloved son." Listen.
不是摩西，不是以利亚。
Not Moses, not Elijah.
乃是主耶稣基督。
But the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是神的爱子。
He is the beloved son.
他是万王之王。
He is the King of kings.
他是万主之主。
He is the Lord of lords.
所有一切都要听他。
Everyone, everything shall listen to him.
这是他们在变化山上所看见的荣耀。
This is the glory they saw on the mountain of transfiguration.
因此，在撒迦利亚书也说到，那一天时候，神的荣耀主的荣耀在彰显出来啊。
Zechariah 14 also speaks of the glory of God being manifest.
它的三光呢都会退缩的。
The three lights shall diminish.
那三光就日月星三光呢。
The lights of the sun, the moon, and stars.
那并不是说这个三光都暗淡了。
Not because they become dim.
那慢慢就稀，慢慢就还没有了。
They are just faded away.
他们还是有的。
They still have it.
不过因为那个主的荣耀太大了。
But because of the glory of God is so.
所以这三光就显不出来了。
And these three lights cannot be manifest.
就好像你点那个灯啊，你在太阳底下就根本就显不出这个灯光来了。
Just like if you light a light, just under the sun, it will not be manifest.
你拿了一个蜡烛啊，在太阳底下走啊，你根本跟看着蜡烛的光一点用处都没有。
You walk in the sunlight with a candle.
不是没有光，有光。
It's not because you do not have
light. 但是显不出来了。
You do have light.
因为那太阳光啊太大了。
Because the sunlight.
那主的荣耀是那么大。
It's so great.
所以三光啊都会退缩了。
So all the three lights will be.
都显不出来了。
到
那一天的时候就是这样，在国度里头就充满了主的荣耀。那么还有一件事情，就是那有那个活水的江河能够流出，从圣殿里流出来。
And there will be living waters flowing from the temple.
一般呢向着东海流。
half of them toward the eastern sea,
一半呢向着西海流
and half toward the western sea.
那么这个活水，这个活，这个这个活水啊，就是恩典的恩典的水，恩典的河流。
Water, living waters are the waters of grace.
那么说它恩典的河流，我们就给就想到在以西结书第四十七章。
And speak, reminds us of Ezekiel chapter 47.
那里说到有河流从圣殿里流出来。
There it talks about the river flowing from the temple.
那么从门槛底下流出来，经过祭坛。
And flowing from the threshold and through the altar.
一直流出去。
And flow out.
流的时候呢？
好
是越流水啊，越流越广，越流越深。那么以西结在那儿去趟那水的时候啊，量了一千肘到胯子骨，再量一千肘到腿到膝盖，又量了一千肘到了腰，那水啊是非常越流越广。
And the river become
越流越大
become greater.
这是受到神的恩典
This speaks of God's
那个恩典的江河
the rivers 是
那儿丰富的那儿供应一些
provides, supply God's people
所以在河的两岸呢那很多的树木都长起来了
On the two sides of the river many woods grow
不但这样在河里有好多的大鱼
Not only so, but in the river there are big fish.
岸上有好多打鱼的人。
And many fishermen are.
有
海，
他们也在那晒网。
And there are people who.
因为在河里有很多大鱼。
Because there are many big fish in the river.
那么，所以你看那是真是满了生命。
It is full of life.
不仅是河岸上有树木。
Not only there are forests on the bank.
有结果的树木。
And with fruit trees.
还有水里头有鱼在游泳游水。
And there are fishes in the river.
都是到处都是满了生命。
And full of life everywhere.
都受到神的恩典在供应着我们的时候。
Speaks of the supply of God.
它是那儿丰富。
It is so abundant.
也是那儿有能力。
And so powerful.
有许多的那个东西都活起来了。
Many things will become alive.
只有一个地方没有不好。
There's only one thing that's not.
就是这个泥泞之地。
That is the swamp.
那里呢是个潮湿的地方。
It's very damp.
那里都是泥巴和泥水。
And very wet and with clay.
只有这地方呢不它治不好的。
Only those places you cannot cure.
为什么这样治不好呢
？Why?
别地方都活起来了。
Why everywhere else is become?
为什么泥泞之地治不好呢
？Why the swamp cannot?
泥泞之地治不好啊，就是因为你不信的缘故。
That's because of unbelief.
什么叫泥泞之地呢
？What is swamp?
就是犹豫不决。
It is those people who doubt.
有点心，有点怀疑。
They have some.
真的会这样子吗？恩典真的会供应我吗？真的会叫我们得到丰盛的生命吗？真的会叫我们得到能力吗？又相信又不信，那叫泥泞之地，说也不干不湿。
It's not wet, neither wet nor dry.
又不相信，又相信，又不信，又怀疑。
And they want to believe, but they
你说怀疑吧，还有点信。
But if say they do not believe,
你说信吧，
they have little,
还有点怀疑。
But if say they believe,
那这样呢，就治不好了。
And this land
你必须要信，要全心相信。
You have to believe.
神的恩典是在丰富的恩典。
God's grace is
在供应我们一切的需要。
And supply all your needs.
这是在那个以西结四十七章说给我们看见的。
And this is what shown in.
这个水流在沿海的里面。
And this flow.
那是一个死，那是一个死海。
That is the dead sea.
连那沿海都变得甜水了。
Even the salt sea becomes sweet.
所以你看见那个能力何等的大。
How great is the power?
这个恩典呢，能够叫死，能够叫把死亡都吞灭掉。
And grace can even devour death.
连那个死海都变得活海了。
Even death's water, death sea becomes.
这说到神的恩典。
This speaks of God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，什么地方有这么大的恩典呢
？Brothers and sisters, where is such great grace?
在神的国度里头。
It is in the kingdom.
神的国度那个恩典的江河一直在涌流。
In the kingdom of God, the river of grace flows all.
春天、夏天。 冬天都一直在涌流。
Spring, autumn, winter,
不会在那儿干的。
It will not become dry.
不会在那儿枯竭的。
It will become ever dry.
神恩典的丰富。
Because the abundant grace of God.
那么我们的神，我们的主。
Our Lord, our God.
他叫成为独一无二的主。
He becomes the one God.
他的名字也是独一无二的。
His name is one.
什么叫独一无二呢
？What is the one?
就除了他之外，没有别的主。
That means apart from him, there's
没有任何东西是我们的主。
There's nothing else.
没有东西是我们所依靠的。
There's no one else.
没有一个东西是我们所爱慕的。
There's nothing.
没有一个东西是我们所敬拜的。
Nothing we worship.
啊，只有主耶稣基督，他是独一无二的主。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，不仅是我们唯一所敬拜的。
Not only one we worship.
并且他就是我们的一切。
And he is all.
主耶稣是我们一切，他又住在一切的里面，那就是神的国。在神的国到处都是满，到满了主耶稣基督。主耶稣成了我们一切的供应，他就是我们一切的一切。你看见什么时候，你就看见在那里把主耶稣彰显出来了。每一件东西都在彰显主耶稣，每一件东西都把主的美丽在彰显出来，就把主的特性性的而彰显出来，说你在什么地方都看见是主，他是独一无二的主，他的名字也是独一无二的，他的名字就 叫什么，叫一切，主耶稣就是我们一切的一切，这是我们的主耶稣基督。那么除了这之外，可能还有其他一些事情，那我们就很简单，我们很我们这个省略省过略过去了。
We just overlook them.
他说到那一天时候了，所有剩下的人都要去过逾越节的。
So in the end, everybody will go to celebrate to keep the
feast of tabernacle. 每国家都人都要去过逾越节。
Every nation will come to keep the Passover.
那一个看耶路撒冷就不够大了。
So the city of Jerusalem is not big enough.
所以把耶路撒冷扩大了。
So they have to enlarge the city.
那么就扩大了，扩大到基比亚那个地方去了。
They have to expand it to
Gibeon. 那么这个就是扫罗的出生的地方。
That's where King Saul was born.
那么这个耶路撒冷扩大。
The city has been expanded.
那么好叫多少人都到耶路撒冷去，在敬拜大君王。
Many people can come and worship.
他们去做什么？他们在敬拜耶大君王。
What are they doing there? They are.
他是说所有敬拜大君王的人。
And so full of people who worship.
那个雨啊，就降在他们的身，降他们国家。
So the rain will fall on them.
若是你不去敬拜耶和华大君王的话
，If you do not come up to worship,
那就雨就不降下来了。
The rain will not fall on them.
那今天我们这个干旱是不是因着缺少敬拜主呢
？Is our drought because we do not worship the Lord?
我想恐怕是我们缺少敬拜主的。
I believe this land.
若是我们敬拜主的话呢，你就看见雨就降下来了。
If we worship the Lord,
就是连埃及那个地方，
Even in the land of
Egypt, 他们有尼罗河，
they have the river
Nile. 他们不需要那一个雨的，不需要雨的。
They seem to not depend on the rain.
但是他若是不去敬拜耶和华，
But if we do not go
他们也没有雨降在他们那里，
then neither do we have rain.
那就是普遍的，
And this is
无论你需要不需要，
Whether you need it or not,
你要是敬拜耶和华的话，
if you worship
那个雨就降在那里，
the rain will
若是不去敬拜耶和华的话，
if you do not go up,
就没有雨再降在那个地方，
there will be no rain on you.
那么全世界都是一样的。
This is the true in the entire world.
那什么叫雨呢
？What is the rain？
那这些日子，我们弟兄们就讲圣灵。
These days, our brothers sharing on the Holy Spirit.
也是很多地方说到圣灵像恩雨一样。
Many places mention
圣灵从那儿降下来。
It's like the graceful rain.
当圣灵在那儿降下的时候
，When the Holy Spirit comes，
我们干旱的灵啊，得到滋润。
Our drought will become more.
我们心里痛苦的心就得到安慰。
The hurtful heart will be comforted.
圣灵在降下来。
The Holy Spirit
充满在里面。
Fill our heart.
这是何等一个宝贝的一件事情。
How precious is this?
这是何等一个荣耀的圣殿。
How glorious is this?
到处都是满了圣灵的。
It is full of Holy Spirit.
到处里头都是充满了圣灵。
Everywhere is full of the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵也从上面在浇灌下来。
And the Holy Spirit also
真是像无逊节一样。
From above.
那无论是外面也好，里面也好。
no matter inside or outside,
都是满了圣灵。
It is full of the Holy Spirit.
说难怪啊，他们是哪里丰富。
No wonder they are so abundant.
他们都在那儿过住棚节。
They were there celebrating.
天天在那儿欢喜快乐。
They were joyful.
因为他们是把一切的丰富都收藏起来了。
Because they have kept everything.
他们一面享受这个丰富。
Not only they are enjoying the abundance.
一面呢接受圣灵的浇灌。
On the other hand, they are receiving the pouring down of the Spirit.
这是国度的彰显。
This is the manifestation.
那么除了这之外，还有马的铃铛上的也都有一个归耶和华为圣。
And then we have even in the bells of the horses, you have holiness to the Lord.
马就是行动的一个工具。
And the horses are for walking.
那就说到我们生活形式。
It talks about our life.
在每一件事情上头。
In everything,
都归耶和华为圣。
We have to make them holy to the Lord.
完全是归给神的。
And it's holy.
那不仅是在而归给神。
Not only to the Lord.
荣耀归给神。
Glory to God.
并且也在那里那改变。
And also our life are transformed.
说归耶和华为圣。
And become holy to the Lord.
不仅是归给神。
Not only to the Lord.
并且神也在而彰显出来。
And God has been manifested.
就在一切生活形式为人上。
In all our life.
一举一动都奉以主耶稣基督的名。
Our words and our deeds are in the name of God.
都是让主在而彰显出来。
To manifest the Lord.
让主在而表现出来。
To reveal God.
那么除了这之外。
Besides this.
那么还有这个耶路撒冷的锅。
And also pots in Jerusalem,
就像祭坛的碗一样。
Just like the bowls,
那么这个也都归耶和华为圣。
They all become holy.
这是都是说到主的祝福。
This speaks of the blessing.
主的祝福是那儿的丰富。
The blessing of God is so abundant.
像这个圣殿的锅一样。
Just like the bowls in the temple.
像祭坛的碗一样。
Like the pots.
充满了主的祝福。
Full of God's blessing.
这到处都是主的祝福。
Everywhere.
无论耶路撒冷。
Whether it's in Jerusalem,
那我无论是在那几个圣殿
or in the temple,
无论在祭坛
or in the
到处都是满了主的祝福
It is full of God's blessing,
你无论在什么地方
wherever you are,
你在聚会当中
in the meetings,
满了主祝福
it is full of blessing,
你在家里头满了主的祝福
in the house,
你在城里面住的话
in the city,
也是满了主的祝福
everywhere,
到处都是主的祝福
everywhere, is full of blessing,
所以那个主的祝福是何等的丰富
How great and abundant is God's blessing,
那么除了这之外
besides this,
还有在耶和华殿中再也没有迦南人。
In the house of the Lord of hosts, there's no more Canaanite.
那个迦南人指的什么说的呢
？What does the Canaanite represent?
迦南人指的咒诅说的。
It's representing curse.
迦南七族都是受咒诅的人。
Seven Canaanite tribes are cursed.
你知道在马拉基书末了的时候。
Remember at the end of Malachi.
那里就说的咒诅。
Speaks of the curse.
说免得我咒诅临到全地。
And lest I come and strike
到了国度显出来时候
But when the kingdom
那时候再也没有祝福就咒诅
there is no more curse.
所有咒诅都除掉了
All the curse are moved.
那么都是祝福
All
弟兄姊妹这是国度的显出
Brother, sister, this is the manifestation
若是国度是这样的一个荣耀的国度
this is a glorious
是这样一个丰富的国度
this is abundant
是让满了主的祝福的国度
a kingdom full of God's blessing.
那弟兄姊妹我们羡慕不羡慕呢
Brother, sister, do we admire
我们要不要追求这国度呢
do we want to
我们要不要得到这国度呢
do we want to gain this
若是我们要得到这国度的话
if we want to gain this
首先一件事情啊
First thing we need
就是要把国度摆在优先的地位上
We need to place the kingdom in the first
要先求神的国
We need to seek his kingdom first
那么别的东西都加给我们了
Everything else will be added to us
世界人不是这样
But this is not
世界人他们先求的是吃什么喝什么穿什么
People of this world will seek eating, drinking,
clothing 说先求的他们乃是地上的事物
What they seek is the first
但是这一般呢天天国的子民
But this Kingdom, this kingdom
羡慕得着国度的一般人
this group of people desires
他们是把神的国是摆在优先的地位上面
they put kingdom first.
不是吃什么喝什么穿什么乃是神的国怎样
Not food and clothing.
很多时候我们注重我们家庭
Many times we
很多时候我们注重我们的儿女
or our children.
我们把我们儿女都摆在优先的地位上
we place our children
首先是优先首先是儿女的问题
they are number one.
这问题要解决
We need to solve this problem.
把儿女解决问题解决了
After we solve our children's problem,
那我其他问题都不管了
I don't care about other matters.
弟兄姊妹我们到底要不要得到主的国度
Brothers and sisters, are we care
神的国是这样一个丰富的国
And God's kingdom is
是这样荣耀的国、
so、glorious,
能不能吸引我们的心让我们来寻求神的国
Can this kingdom attract our heart?
要把地上的事物都摆在一边
To put aside all the matters of the world
他说不你虽然是把地上事物摆在一边
Even though you put them aside
但是神会顾念我们
But God will take care of us
他是神那这是世界人所求的
this is what
世界人他们是没有神的
And they are of no
他们没有天赋的
they have、no、
所以他们就只好靠着自己力量
That's why they depend on their
靠着自己 努力
on their own
靠着自己的方法
by their own means,
要来解决地上一切的问题
to solve the people, problem of the world,
寻求地上一切的事物
to pursue everything out of the world,
要回到地上所有的享受
to enjoy the world,
和地位弟兄姊妹若是 我们乃是一般有主的人
sisters, but we have,
我们乃是一般有天赋的人
we have a family
那我们和他们是不一样的
we are different from them.
那我们既然是我们知道我们有一位天赋会顾念我们我们就先把我们的心呢摆在神的国度上面
we need to first put our heart
其他东西我们相信我们的天赋会顾念我们
Everything else, we believe our father will
或者你没有看见天空中飞鸟吗
Do you see the birds of the air?
他们也不种也不收
They do not plow or harvest.
尚且顾念他们
But God
你没有看见一个飞鸟饿死了饿了摔到地上来了
You never see one bird because of hungry
当然
and fall to
病了他们有病 会摔下来的
of course, if, for sickness,
或者是受伤了会摔下来的
or they get injured.
但是没有一个鸟啊是病是饿死着了
There's no bird that's die of hunger.
他们也不种不收他怎么会饿不死呢
They do not sow or harvest.How can they not be
我们天赋会养活他的
所
以看见他们也不种也不收但是神天赋会养活他
But the Heavenly Father will take care
你有没有看见地上的百合花呢
See the lilies in the field?
他说那个百合花那样美丽
And it's so, they are so beautiful.
就是所罗门所穿戴的最美丽的衣服赶不上一坨 百合花呢
Even the most beautiful robe of Solomon cannot compare with the lilies
百合花他也不纺也不织布也不纺线
And the lilies doesn't weaver
身上且给他这样的衣服
And God gave him such a beautiful
coloration. 何况你们呢？你们是神所生的。
You were born of God.
你们是神所爱的。
You were loved.
你们神所顾念的。
You were taken care of.
神不会忘记我们的吃喝。
Will not forget.
也不会忘记我们的那所使用的一切。
And God will never forget.
我们这些东西神都会顾念我们。
All these things God will take care of.
所以你要先寻求神的国和神的义。
So we need to first seek His kingdom.
那么这些东西都顾念我们。那你说为什么神不顾念我呢？
Why would God not care about us?
我今天我缺一，今天又缺少这个，缺少那一个，主都不管我。
Why would I feel lack?
就是你没有全球神的国和神的义。
That's because you do not.
你天天都为着自己的事情，为着自己事情在着急，为着自己事情在忙碌。
You are worried about your own matters.
你为着自己事情在寻求。
You spend time pursuing your own.
为着自己利益在想办法。
For your own interest.
你有没有寻求神的国
Have you ever
你有没有把你的心摆在那个主的国的上面
Have you ever placed your heart on the kingdom of God?
有没有花功夫花出代价在那去寻求神的国
Have you paid any effort and price for the kingdom of God?
让你得到神的国
When you gain the kingdom of God
弟兄姊妹若是我们那寻求神的国和神的义
sisters, if we seek God's kingdom and his
这些东西都要加给我们
All those things will be added to us.
这是第一点
This is number 1.
那第二点呢
number 2.
就是说那个讲到这个十一这个马太福音十一章
It's in Matthew chapter 11.
那么使徒约翰第十节
And 12, verse 12.
使徒约翰实在是一个 很爱主的
John the Baptist is the one who loved the Lord.
他是一个神的先，他是一个主的先锋。
He is the pioneer, the forerunner.
走在主的前面。
And went ahead of the Lord.
他是为主在那儿做见证的。
He is there giving testimony.
那今天早晨也好，我们弟兄都为着这个使徒约翰做见证。
And our brothers has been giving testimony for him.
同一个为主做使徒约翰做见证。
He is the first one who gave testimony.
那就是使徒约翰。
He's John the Baptist.
他看见主耶稣叫说这是神的羔羊是背负世人罪孽的
When he sees the Lord he says this is the Lamb of God that has taken away the sin of the
world 他也在门徒们中间门徒们跟前为主做见证看哪这是神的羔羊
He also gave testimony to the disciples
那一定是这是 看他们就看见那个主的美丽。
So the disciples see the beauty of the Lord.
所以门徒们看见之后呢，他们就两个门徒啊，就跟随主耶稣去了。
And afterwards, two of them followed the Lord.
那这是使徒约翰做见证。
This is the testimony of
the John Baptist. 他不怕人跟随主耶稣。
He doesn't care.
他不怕失去他的门徒。
He doesn't care if he loses his own disciples.
因为他是为主耶稣做见证的。
Because he was there to testify for the Lord.
人都跟着主耶稣去
If everyone went to follow the Lord,
那是最好的
that's the best
他说他必兴旺
he will increase,
我必衰微
and I will decrease,
我宁肯要衰微
I'd rather decrease,
只要主耶稣的兴旺
so that the Lord Jesus
所以他实在是为主做美好的见证
Indeed, he has given wonderful testimony for the Lord
那么这是使徒约翰呢，一直都是为主做见证。
So John the Baptist is a witness for the Lord.
因为他看见圣灵降在他的身上，降在主耶稣身上。
Because he has seen the Holy Spirit descend.
他说我看见了，我就这证明这是神的儿子。
He said I see and that proves.
说他为主耶稣做见证，不是因着他是主耶稣的亲戚。
And he became a witness not because he is a relative of the Lord.
他是主耶稣表兄弟。
He is the cousin of the Lord.
乃是因着他有属灵的看见。
But because he has
他因着看见了，看有属灵的启示。
Because he has seen, he has received the revelation.
因着这个启示，就是他成为主耶稣基督，为了主耶稣做见证。
This revelation has made him a witness for the Lord.
到了马太福音十一章，这个世界还被关起来了。
In chapter 11 of Matthew, he was in prison.
差不多两年多久的时间的时间。
For about 2 years.
大概我在想的，那么看见他一直关在那个地方。
He was there in prison for about 2 years.
好像没有什么出路一样。
As if there's no hope.
那么听见主耶稣在外面呢，做了很多的工作。
He heard about what the Lord has been doing.
叫瞎子看见，瘸子行走。
And those lame are healed and blind are seen.
长大麻风的解禁。
And lepers are killed.
那么做了很多的事情。
Many things.
但是就是他的事情，他主耶稣好像不管。
But only his matter, the Lord seemed to ignore.
好像主没有什么兴趣。
As if the Lord has no interest in
him. 他是那样忠心为主做见证的。
Even though he faithfully given testimony.
甚至牺牲自己来为主做见证。
Even sacrifice his own life for the testimony.
但是他遭遇这样难处的时候啊。
But when he encountered such difficulty.
主把他摆在一边。
The Lord has put his place aside.
没有顾到他的事情。
Didn't taking care of him.
没有看重他的事情。
Didn't emphasize his matter.
没有去管他的事情。
Didn't do anything for him.
他心里就有点难过了。
He feel a little sorry.
为什么我这样为主做见证，主不管我呢？
Why would the Lord not ignore me,
很可能他也会生气了
Maybe he was even,
他就打发两个门徒去见主耶稣啊
little angry and sent to the disciples
他就说我们是等候的是你呢还是等候别人呢
Are we waiting for you? Are you the coming one? Or do we look for
你是不是那样讲 要来的那一位
Are you the one to come?
还是等候别人
Or we are looking for someone
那主耶稣就告诉约翰的门徒
So the Lord tell the John's
disciple. 告诉约翰
Go and tell John.
我叫瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的解禁，死人有福音，传福音给贫穷的人。
The blind receive their sight and lame walk and lepers are cleansed.
死人也复活。
And the dead raised up.
都实在是大人行了许多神迹和奇事。
And he had received many revelations.
在那儿殷勤的那儿工作。
And worked so hard for the Lord.
他末了就告诉他，告诉说：“你告诉使徒约翰，反不因着我跌倒的就有福了。”
In the end, the Lord says, "Blessed is he who is not offended."
我没有顾到你的事情。
I didn't do anything.
我知道你结果，你将来如何。
I know what your result will be.
反不因着我跌倒的就有福了。
Blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
因着主在这跌倒了。
Because of me.
弟兄姊妹，许多的弟兄姊妹，有些人呢，是因着主在这跌倒了。
Some people are stumbled because of.
好像主不听我们祷告。
As if the Lord.
主不答应我们的祷告。
Didn't answer.
主不解决我们的难处。
Do not solve problems.
好像我这样爱主。
Even though we love
我这样为着主摆上，
那
么呢，主就不管我了。
But the Lord didn't care for me.
那这就把我摆在一边，
and put me aside.
好像主顾到别人，不顾到我。
As if the Lord cared for others, but
很多人都退后了，
many people
before, 很多人就失败了，
many people
很多人就算我，他就不相信，不甚至都弃绝主了。
And even reject the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是 非常可惜的一件事。
This is such an unfortunate thing.
因着主跌倒了。
They are offended because of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主知道怎样带领我们，对我们最有益处的。
Sisters, the Lord knows how to lead us is best for us.
主也知道怎样的环境对我们是最有益处的。
And He knows also what kind of circumstances are best for us.
他的意念是高过我们的意念。
His thoughts is higher above
他的道路高过我们的道路。
His ways is higher above our ways.
天怎样高过地。
How heaven is higher above the ground.
他的意念和他的道路也照样高过我。
His thoughts and his way is higher above ours.
他知道。
He knows.
弟兄姊妹，主知道就好了。
But the sisters,
不要因着主的缘故跌倒。
Do not be offended because
不因着遇到主的缘故，主没有听你祷告，你就跌倒。
Do not be offended because he didn't listen.
若是这样的话，你就有福了。
And if you do this, and you are blessed.
感谢主，约翰受了鼓励。
Thank the Lord.John was encouraged.
是约翰。
John the Baptist.
他受了鼓励。
He was encouraged.
末了是为主殉道了。
In the end, he martyred for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是约翰的事情。
This is the testimony of John the Baptist.
那今天我们怎么样呢？
How about us today?
那主下面就告诉我们说。
And the Lord continued to tell us.
他说，从约翰到如今。
From the days of John the Baptist,
天国是奴隶进入的。
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
奴隶的人就得到了。
And the violent take it by force.
奴隶又反着强暴。
And the violent.
天国是强暴的人进入的。
And the kingdom of heaven is entered by those who are violent.
强暴的人就得到了。
And those who are violent. 所以
我们不仅要寻求神的国。
We'll not only seek.
我们还要得到神的国。
And we want to take it.
我们要进入神的国。
We want to enter it.
那么为什么我们要进入神的国？
Why do we want to enter?
我们怎么能进入神的国？
How can we enter?
要做一个寻求神的国的人。
We need to become one to seek.
第二，要做一个强暴的人。
Number two, you'll become violent.
强暴的人就得到了。
The violent will take it by.
那个强暴并不是很凶的。
And this violent person is not that.
那我们想读。我们读到这里时候啊，
so、mean.
读到这里时候啊，我们就很困惑。
Some people, when we read this, we become puzzled.
主不是温柔的人有福了吗？
The Lord says, "Blessed are the gentle."
怎么现在要强暴啊？
Why would He want us to?
那我们强暴就得着。
Why he wants us to be?
若是我们不强暴的话，我就得不着。
If we are not violent, we cannot take it.
那我主不是有人要打我左脸，也把右脸给他打。
Is it that people strike on my left cheek, I shall give the right cheek?
要我的礼衣，把外衣都给他。
If they want the outer robe, I will give the.
强逼我走一里路，我就陪他走二里路。
And people force me to walk 1 mile.
主不是让我们这样的温柔吗？为什么我们要做强暴呢？
Why do I want to be violent?
那个强暴的人，那不像世人一样吗？
If I become violent,
世人的确是强暴的人就得着了。
And the worldly people is
好多的强盛的国家。
And many violent nations,
那他们就
是 strong nations,
他们得到最多。
They can gain more.
为了这个缘故，每个国家都在那儿这个发展武器。
And every nation is developing their weapons.
那么。那个这个他的那个军事力量越过越大，使他们国家做一个强盛的人。那么这个强暴可以得到。
And by power, by violence,
大家都很怕他的。
So everybody,
弟兄姊妹，难道主让我们像世人一样吗？
Does the Lord want us to become like the worldly people?
这里说到强暴和世人完全不一样。
Here the violence is different from the world.
这里说到强暴，来说到对神的国有厉害一个强暴，一个奴隶的那个，当然要追求。
This speaks of an attitude of effort.
那不顾一切的来到要得到。
To gain it by whatever price.
那我非要得到不行。
I want to gain it.
那就好像为什么要非要得到不行
？Why do we want it so much?
因为国家这国太丰富了。
It's because this
这国太荣耀了。
So abundant, so glorious.
这个国是这么伟大的国。
Such a great kingdom.
那我怎么能够去失掉这个国呢
？How can I lose this kingdom?
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
保罗还没有得救的时候啊，
Before he was saved,
那时候他逼迫基督徒的，那杀害基督徒的，是逼迫教会的。
那
有一天他看见了主耶稣基督，是那么荣耀的一位主耶稣基督，他整个人都折服下来了。
His whole person was convinced.
不仅他在看见了异象。
he saw the vision.
认识了主的荣耀。
He understand the God.
他也在读圣经，从主的话语当中，当然更多的人更清楚认识了主。
He went to read the scriptures and know the Lord better.
他就全本的圣经每一部分都讲到主耶稣基督。
Realized the whole scripture speaks of the Lord.
他整个的心都服下来了。
His entire heart.
那以后他又跟彼得去交通。
So later he went to fellowship with Peter.
他跟雅各去谈。
And fellowship with Jacob.
那么跟彼得交通。
With James.
跟他们谈的时候啊。他听见彼得讲到主耶稣地上时候怎样传道，许多的事他都知道了。
He heard about many things while the Lord was.
他跟雅各当然是交通啊。
He went to fellowship with James.
也知道主耶稣基督在小的时候是怎样情景。
And knows heard about how the Lord.
在家庭里头啊，那三十年呢，隐藏的时候是怎样
？What was the hidden 30 years life?
他都知道，都知道了。
He knows everything.
他哪知道这一切
？When he knows everything.
不仅从那个圣经里认识了主耶稣
，Not only know the Lord.
不仅是从借着启示认识了主耶稣
，And through revelation.
也借着他家庭的生活一切都认识了主耶稣
，And also through the family life.
这位主耶稣太宝贝了
，He knows the Lord is so precious.
太好了。
It's so good.
所以他就丢弃一切
so he gave up everything.
把他从前看一切看为以为所有益的
everything is profitable to him in the past.
都当作有损的
he considered that rubbish.
腓立比书第三章就讲到保罗他丢弃了什么东西
Philippians chapter 3 speaks of what he has given up.
他丢弃的都是世上最好的
what he has given up is
都是世人所最炫目的
the things that what we
people admire 一生在所追求的
and the people of the world pursue.
到了时候保罗遇到认识到主耶稣基督他把这一切都在丢掉了他要丢掉这一切看作像粪土一样啊为要得着主耶稣基督他为了得着主出这样的代价牺牲了所有的一切你看他不是说他是一个很富有的人丢了一切还有
Not because he's a wealthy person. When he gave up something,
对哦，他一切都丢掉，什么东西都没有了。
He has something to remain, but he has given up everything.
受了多少的痛苦和艰难。
He has suffered many
afflictions. 为了主耶稣受羞辱。
To suffer insults.
甘心乐意。
Willingly.
为了主耶稣受苦。
To suffer for the Lord.
为主做见证的缘故。
For the sake of the testimony of the Lord.
你看见在哥林多。
You see in Corinth.
第后书第十章那里说到好多好多他所受的痛苦。
Second Corinthians chapter 10 speaks of many hardships and difficulties he encountered.
我都记不住那么多。
I can't even remember how many.
那就说到为什么这样子。他是一个聪明人
He is a very smart person.
他是一个有一个这个在他同岁当中更有长进的人
He was the most advanced in his, among his peers
那为什么今天他愿意这样
But why is he willing to suffer?
他就把所有一切都看作像粪土一样
Consider everything but dross
因为看见的那个更大的
Because he has seen the
greatest, 更荣耀的
the greatest, the more glorious.
所以他就把这个次要的东西都丢掉了
That's why he just put aside those the second best.
我有一天看报纸呢
One day I was reading a newspaper.
有个小孩子就说呀，他说我从前呢也把这万事都看得像粪土一样。
There's a small child says, in the past I considered everything rubbish.
那现在我不一样了。
Now I'm different.
现在我爱这些粪土了。
Now I love those rubbish.
啊，我就看见了就爱这些粪土了。我想我们弟兄姊妹会不会有这样子啊？从前你也在看粪，看到这东西，你都为这主舍弃了。
And you have give up everything for the sake of the Lord.
那么现在年纪大了，又都拾起来了，都拾起来了。
Once again.
然后弟兄姊妹。若是真是认识主耶稣的话
Lord,
就像保罗说渴慕的
like
是我认识基督
desires,
晓得他复活的大能
know the Lord
若真认识主耶稣基督的话呀
truly
你不会把这东西再捡起来呢你怎么会把粪土再捡起来呢
How can you pick up trash again?
你知道这些东西是毫无价没有价值的
you know those things are worthless
也是没有用处的
and useless.
说弟兄姊妹这里有一个人他为了看见了主耶稣
Here the person,
认识了那个国度的荣耀
and know the glory of God.
他就在这看万事像粪土一样
He considered everything of the world
说难怪到达国度里时候了他得到了公义的冠冕
No wonder he gained the crown in the kingdom.
也得到荣耀的冠冕
and the glorious crown.
也得到那个不能朽坏的冠冕
and imperishable crown.
弟兄姊妹我们愿不愿意这样呢
Francis,
我们愿意不愿意炫耀得到国度
Do we desire for
我们还是要在国度里头要得到这些荣耀呢
Do we desire the glories in the kingdom?
我们还是愿意在国度里头我们被丢在黑暗里头
Or are we willing to be put aside in the darkness in the kingdom?
我有一天想到这件事情时候了
One day when I was
我心里实在是心里非常的难过
Indeed, I feel so sad
那难过几乎在眼里都流下来
Almost shed tears
我说今天我们何等可惜
Today how unfortunate we are
我们好多弟兄姊妹我们就是知道这件事
Many brothers and sisters know this matter.
一边看见国度的荣耀
On the one hand, see the glory of the kingdom.
或者知道国度的荣耀
Or know the kingdom.
另外一方面也知道黑暗的痛苦
On the other hand, knows the agony of the darkness.
但是好像我们仍然无动于衷啊
But we still feel indifferent.
我们还是一样
We are just like the same.
我们没有一个心呢受到激励
heart,
没有一个心受到感动
not, heart,
也没有一个心受 受到警戒
and our heart are not warned.
弟兄姊妹在黑暗里面不是一天两天一千年之久的时间
to be left in darkness, not for one day or two days,
一天两天我们就受不了了
and even for one or two days we cannot bear
那么又是一年两年你也更受不了了
but spent one to two years you cannot bear
在黑暗不仅在黑暗里头
not only in the darkness
必须咬牙切齿
and also weep and gnash
见不到主的面
you will not see the face of the Lord
你后悔啊懊悔的不得了
and you will feel sorrowful
那懊悔的痛苦啊比黑暗痛苦还要大
that remorse the sadness that the hurt from the remorse
弟兄姊妹为了这个警戒
In this condition
为了国度的荣耀
for the kingdom's glory
我们只是愿意我们愿意出任何的代价我们要抓住这神的国度
We need to pay
我们要进入国度
to enter into
我们要得到神的国度
We want to gain the kingdom,
我们不要失去这国度
We shall not lose the kingdom.
若失去的话是太可惜了
It's so pitiful
若是我们得到的国度了太荣耀了
But if we can gain the kingdom,
那是两件的天渊之别呀
And this is the difference
没有办法比较的
Nothing can compare with this.
主怜悯我们
May the Lord show mercy
当我们主耶稣基督在地上时候
When our Lord Jesus was on earth
为着神的国
for the kingdom of God,
为了带进神的国度来
for the king,
他宁肯受任何的讥笑任何的侮辱任何被人的弃捐
he can stand all kinds of insults
甚至于钉在十字架上
even death on the cross
穷倒了他的自己
he has poured out his life
倒空了他的自己
he has emptied himself
弟兄的为着什么缘故
for the sister, for
为了要把神的国带进来
for the sake of bringing the kingdom of God.
当你真的要追求主的国的时候呢
When you want to pursue the kingdom
难免会有这些的反对呢
and you will encounter
难免会有这么多难处呢
you will encounter
但是我们的自己也都是我们最大的难处
Even ourself is
我们是一个自私自利的一般人
we are selfish.
我们是以自己为中心的一般人的若是你真要追求神的国
if we want to
你必须要放下舍弃你自己
you need to give up
你必须把你自己摆在一边
you need to put yourself aside.
若是你还抓住你自己
if you still control
你还是为着你自己的话
you are for yourself.
你没有办法的得到神的国
There's no way you can gain in the kingdom.
就弟兄姊妹不仅世界引诱我们
Not only the world
仇敌在那里攻击我们
Enemy is attacking
连我们自己也在那里在那里毁坏我们
Even ourself is their ruin
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
虽然时间已经到了末了
Even though we are in the last days
但是还是有点时间
But we still have some time
你们比我更好
You are better than I am.
因为我现在已经年老了
Because I am aged.
就没有多少时间
I do not have much time.
你们还有更多的时间
But you have some more time.
盼望你们认识神知道神的国那个丰富
We hope that you can know the abundance
看见神国的荣耀
The glory of the kingdom.
也看见失去神的国是何等可怕的一件事
What a terrible thing that we can lose the kingdom of God.
但愿 主啊，怜悯我们。
May the Lord show mercy.
让我们起来。
So that we can rise up.
来追求神的国。
To pursue the kingdom.
让我们得着神的国。
So that we can gain the kingdom.
出任何的代价。
By whatever price.
我们要抓住神的国。
We need to take hold of the kingdom.
不要失去。
Do not lose it.
主怜悯我们。
May the Lord show mercy to us.
用祷告吧。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们真是要低头深深的敬拜，我们活到这个年纪还能够听到这样的话语，哇，你继续在这里，你是何等的恩待我们。你自己说你曾死过，你又活了，
主啊，
要活到永永远远，
主啊，
手上拿着阴间跟死亡的钥匙，
主啊，
这是你已经把这样的死而复活的生命赐给教会，
主耶稣，
把这个权柄也赐给教会，
主，
教会要为你所说的这些话，
主啊，
做见证，你要受审判，
阿门，主耶稣。
我们今天感谢你，这话何等的丰富，
主啊。
主啊，你所做成的是何等的多，何等的美，
是
吧？实在是一言难尽。
嗯，
主啊，只有你赐给人受教的耳朵，
是，
你使我们的心活过来，
主啊，
才能够认识一点点。
主
啊，我们今天不是在你所做的上面要增加什么，
主啊，是，
乃是要将起初。是可跨的盼望跟胆量坚持到底，
阿们，是的，
我们乃是要将起初的信心坚持到底，就与你有分量，
阿们，在美中
是
的，
主啊，是你的家就是你的国度，
主啊，
所以我们就可以进入丰丰富富进入你的国，
主啊，
你称我们为弟兄也不以为耻，
主啊，
并且以万物为本的要引领众子进国度里，
阿们，
进荣耀里去，
是。
因你所受的苦难得以完全，本是何以的，你使我们能够与你蒙召的恩相称，你要常常回到你的话语里面，对你有新的认识，
是
吧？有新的教导，新的认识，新的灵，
是吧？
我们都是信主多年，
是吧？
我们需要认识那个沉睡的灵，常常在我们里面，
是吧？
不自觉的沉睡了，
嗯，
我们需要回到你所起初所见的那个信
息
里面，可怕的盼望的，
阿门，
主啊，今天这些话都引领我们回到源头，
主
啊，回到你所做成的，
是，
常常人工作多了，为你服事多了，
主
啊，回到自己的里面，所有的一切的侍奉，一切的东西，属灵的东西，都成为我们自己的东西，
主
啊，你真是怜悯我们，今天这些话语，是吧？你一直还在这个机会里面回想，使我们认识你的十字架，认识你的血，认识你圣洁的生命，让我们一直从世界里面圣别出来，
对不对？
这就是你国度的神圣的生命，圣洁的生命。
是的，
那句话常常在我们里面，借着圣灵住在我们里面，
阿门。
激励我们，使我们回到源头上，使你所做成的功夫上。
嗯，
我们感谢你。因为我们知道我们乃是你的杰作，
是
基督耶稣你做成的，
是
你照着那运行在我们心里的大力，来充充足足承接一切超过人的所求，
阿门，赞美主，
是
的，
是
的，赞美主，
奉告你的名求，
阿门。
我们感谢你，我们是何等有福的一般人，
是
你把我们从黑暗的权势中拯救了出来，
是吧？
你光明爱的国度，你何等。